VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israel's defense minister says he has instructed the army to prepare plans for large numbers of Palestinians to leave the Gaza Strip in line with President Donald Trump's proposal for the war-ravaged territory. Israeli leaders have welcomed Trump's proposal, but rights groups say the forcible relocation of a civilian population would amount to ethnic cleansing. The plan also received condemnation from world leaders. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Defense Minister Israel Katz on Thursday said the plan will include options for exited land crossings as well as special arrangements for exit by sea and air. He said he welcomed U.S. President Donald Trump's bold plan, which could allow a large population in Gaza to leave for various places in the world. He did not say whether Palestinians would be able to one day return to Gaza, which has been rendered largely uninhabitable by Israel's 15-month military campaign against Hamas. Trump on Wednesday proposed that most of Gaza's population be permanently resettled elsewhere while the United States rebuilds the territory. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Officials, meanwhile, said Egypt has launched a diplomatic blitz behind the scenes to try and head off the plan, warning that it could undermine its historic peace treaty with Israel. Foreign Minister Gideon Saar said on Thursday that Israel has informed the United Nations Human Rights Council that it will follow the United States in withdrawing its participation. Officials say a U.S. military contracted plane has crashed in a rice field in the southern Philippines, killing all four people on board. The Civil Aviation Authority of the Philippines confirmed the crash of a light plane in Maguindanao del Sur province. A U.S. embassy spokesperson told the Associated Press the plane that crashed in the southern province was contracted by the U.S. military. A safety official said the bodies of four people who appear to be foreign nationals were retrieved from the wreckage. This is